it ahead to Dubé, who drops Lucic in front, shoots, and scores! And the sea of red erupts. Finally, Milan Lucic gets his first goal as a Flame. They chant Lucic. Four unanswered, and it is 4-1 Calgary.
Well, you made the bold proclamation yesterday right before you and I wrapped up. So I think Lucic is going to score a goal. How can he not on a line with Gaudreau and Ryan? Now, granted, the line he was on when he scored that was the old familiar with him, Ryan, and Dylan Dubé.
It's been really good for a couple
great three-way setup on the goal. And I'll tell you this much. Had Lucic missed that one yesterday, I don't know. He may have never have scored again.
Like, it hit some stick on the wing.
It did, but I think
the top half of that net was wide open, and it had to battle to get in on the bottom half.
I think he was going to go into the net himself to make sure that that puck went in before
him. That is true.
Like, he was – like, when I saw it, I'm like, he's going to kill the net. Like, that net does not have a chance right now. Now, it went in, and then he peeled off, and Dylan Dubé reacted. It was awesome, and he scored his first goal. I'm happy for him. It was cool to see him score his first goal last night. And if you take Milan Lucic for what he is and what his role is – he's been fine. Like, if you take all the other stuff out of it, the contract and how things went in Edmonton and the trade for James Neal, I know that that is almost impossible, if not totally impossible to do. But if you look at Lucic just solely as, hey, they brought him in to be a bottom six forward, to be physical and to add some leadership, he's done his job in that respect. It just so happens that all of the extraneous stuff that goes along with it has made it a far more controversial and polarizing player. So Lucic in his role, he's been fine, especially the last month. That line's been good.
Since Dubé arrived, he's played his best hockey as a Flame. Now, we're not talking about comparing this to six other seasons. We're comparing essentially one month to another month, but he's been fine. He has not hurt them defensively. Offensively, I don't know who had high expectations in the first place, right? This was never going to be a return to 20-goal form from Boston, right?
Well, even LA. I don't know how many people were expecting that when...
Almost no one, I'd suggest.
But it's been a controversial addition because of how James Neal has performed in Edmonton. And while that has cooled down a little bit, he's probably going to hit 20 goals this year. The odds would suggest that Neal probably gets to 20 again. So, you know, with all of that stuff mixed in, it has been, I think, frustrating for some Flames fans to know that that trade was made. But... Lucic does not cheat you on effort. He does not cheat you on being a leader in the respect that, hey, I'm going to go out and leave it on the ice every single night. And on top of that, they wanted a little toughness. They wanted a little intimidation. And I think that you can safely say that he's added that when he's been asked to.
And to be fair, they didn't bring Milan Lucic in to change what this team looked like in the regular season. It was all about, okay, in a seven-game series where things get played and officiated a little differently, is this a guy that can help us? And we'll have to get to the spring and see if this club qualifies for the postseason. And if they do, then we'll have a better idea of answering it. I think no one in the Flames brass would be concerned if he had a very middling regular season and found a way to completely disrupt another team's plan in the playoffs. Now, can he do it? We'll wait and see, but I never thought it was the team trying to improve on a 50-win season in the regular season why they brought in Lucic. It was watching the likes of Patrick Maroon, who struggled in the regular season but did find a way to have some impactful games in the postseason last year, that kind of a role that he could fill. So we shall see. We don't need to immediately rush to judgment on everything in today's society, although I think we're pretty darn good at it.
Yeah, I mean, us rushing to judgment in this day and age?
I mean, us, social media.
Well, that's what I mean, like us being humanity. Mm-hmm. That never happens. Look, Lucic is smart and savvy still. He still brings a physical element, and he's a hell of an interview. I find it hard not to be happy for the guy with how hard he's worked and how much he's put into this team since getting here. I found it hard not to be happy for him when he scored. And I believe I've been very realistic about what Lucic is and why he's here. Is anybody enamored with the contract and paying more than $5 million for a bottom six forward? No, that's not an ideal situation. And Under normal circumstances where James Neal wasn't signed, he wouldn't be here either. They would not have coveted Lucic at that contract, even if they would not have coveted that had Neal not been signed. But they needed to make a move, and for what Lucic has been asked to do, he's been just fine. So I think I've been very realistic about it, but I'm happy for the guy because he was able to pot one, and it seemed for a little while like that might not happen as a member of the Calgary Flames. So
here's a good text on the text line. I think it accurately and more, I think, importantly frames the situation around the Flames. Never mind what's happened in Edmonton. You're getting more from Milan Lucic here than you did from James Neal last year.
That's always what it's been about for me.
That's what went out, and that's what's come in. And that doesn't mean they win the trade, because James Neal is giving Edmonton way more than Milan Lucic gave him last year, albeit in a very specialized role. He's doing most of his damage on the power play. But this was never about what's going to happen to the guy that goes away from the Flames management perspective. It was always about how can we improve on this spot. And that spot happened to be a third-line winger that was James Neal. That third-line winger, Milan Lucic, has given them more than Neal had to this point last year. Now, would it be more than Neal would have given them this year? Maybe with a new coach for part of the season? No way to know. But we do know that he's been more impactful and effective than Neal was last year to this point.
Yeah, the text reads, Lucic this year is better than Neal last year. And that's what it's always been about for me. It's not Lucic and Neal this year. It's Lucic in Calgary versus Neal in Calgary.
Yeah, and if you're in Edmonton, and I think it's Neal in Edmonton versus Lucic in Edmonton. Both teams would do this again. I really don't think that's
a
shocking statement. And it's kind of echoes the Carolina deal that they made last summer, two summers ago, excuse me, and you know, at Christmas, people were declaring this deal a huge landslide for the Flames. And, you know, we got to let things play out, but both also understand that both of those teams would have done it again.
Yeah.
Even when people thought the Flames, it was a highway robbery.